Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the 15th of March, the Ides of March. Your prepper tip of the day is I want to encourage all of you to please consider getting your ham radio license. You'll meet great men and women, almost all of whom are interested in preparedness, by the way. When you get ready to buy your first radio, it should be a mobile unit, not a handheld unit. Almost all new hams, the first thing they do is run out and get a handheld unit, what some people call a walkie-talkie. Within the ham community, they're called handy-talkies, by the way. They don't have much power. You can't talk very far. They're kind of cool and sexy and all that, but what you want is a mobile unit. They got the power to reach out and talk 20, 30, 50 miles where HT can't do that. You'll learn a lot when you get your study for your ham radio license. Using a ham radio is not like using a cell phone. There's a bit more knowledge to be had there to be successful in communicating with ham radio equipment. The Federal Communications Commission set up the ham radio hobby to have a way of having citizens help public officials during a time and the communities in time of crisis. And ever since then, with every major crisis we've had, earthquakes, tornadoes, floods, the ham radio people have stepped up to the plate and got the job done of communications when everything else fails. That's what they've done. So, yes. Ham radio. It's a great hobby. It can become a family hobby. We routinely have 8 and 10-year-old boys and girls getting their ham radio license. It's really not that hard to do. All the questions and all the answers are available. It's multiple choice. So each question has, I believe, it's 3 or 4 possible answers, and you already know what the correct answer is, because you've studied on it. So please move forward and do that. You'll be glad you did. We got our first call here is Chris in Las Vegas. Good morning, Chris.
just opened up after the break there about the ham radio license, and it occurred to me that if you get to be really good at it, you might be a hamster.
Okay, thank you, Chris.
But more importantly, well, a little levity after that last conversation is probably in order, but back right. to the topic, that Jim Rothstein that caller was talking about, he was on a panel on C-SPAN 3 with Chris Farrell. I think he's the president or CEO of Judicial Watch. And this was probably back around November, December, as I recall. It was but it was more explicitly directed towards the Clinton Foundation corruption and the things that linked throughout it. But it also had ties, because of Rothstein's investigation into pedophilia, with the Franklin cover-up, the McMartin preschool scandal in Los Angeles, and up and down the PCH1 involving the Manson family, the Manson gang, more accurately, Poly Class in Ohio, Jerry Sandusky in State Penn or Penn State, and many other of these lesser-known rings of child sex traffickers and pedophiles. But Dr. McKinney said something I thought was incredibly important. He mentioned that it was control. Well, in fact, more deeper than that, it is a full-spectre demonation where they absolutely, totally control the people they induct into this ring. And part of the side effects of this, of the cannibalism aspect and the drinking of blood and the Marianne Abramovitz spirit cooking scenario, is that there's a disease that's very closely mimics that of the prion disease of human spongiform, or mad cow as we know it. It's called Kuru, and I can only expect, I don't know the origination of that name because it's so innocuous, K-U-R-U, I believe it is. It must come from some Russian or Haitian location, and whenever you indulge in this diabolic demonica of eating other humans and their brains specifically, it transmits that disease, and that accounts for some of these spontaneous laughter events that you've seen Hillary Clinton inappropriately engage in at the most awkward times, that accounts for that kind of odd behavior.
Well, I hope that's not true, but if it is, it's horrendous beyond belief there, Chris. It really is.
I wouldn't talk about it lightly like Jim. It's not one of those things anybody likes to talk about, but I've investigated a lot of this activity of child abductions, and in fact, there's an infestation among CPS, DCF operations around the country, and there was a compendium by the Congressional Research Service some years ago that's on James Roger Brown's site out of Utah called the sociologycenter.com that talks about the infiltration of these so-called child protective services by organized crime elements around the nation because of the money that's available through the Title IV funds that are administered from the Department of Health and Human Services, the Social Security funds. So it's a very nefarious and very money-oriented operation that's very dangerous. Of course, John DeCamp did the Franklin cover-up book about the Lincoln Savings and Loan area there that had relations to that, and it goes to Hollywood, New York, Florida, and all of the states around the nation. Of course, they steal these children. And Dave Hodges, your friend, he at the Common Sense Show, he also has Stacey Lynn and Amy Sharon and several others that have called there, and I've had a friend that contacts with this Beckeye girl, the little dark-headed girl, she's about 20 years old, that was being traded on the international ranks. And, of course, she said that this was very important. She said that when they first started abusing her at 4 or 5 years old, they came into her room and told her, this is the way we show love in this house. So that's part of the diabolical nature of these demonic acts that practices occult child sex perversion.
Well, these are serious matters, Chris, and I'm glad to see that you're paying attention and doing your own independent investigation. Do you have any hope that the authorities, the Department of Justice and the FBI, will move forward and get to the higher levels of this matter?
Not until they weed out the people that are involved in, inside those organizations. They are absolutely infiltrated and infested, in my estimation.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, keep us posted. If you get any updates, please let us know.
God bless America. Thank you, John.
Okay, thank you. The call number is 800-313-9443. I'm getting emails from people who have relocated to the Ozarks and are dealing with issues. People who would like to relocate to the Ozarks because of their concerns. I'll be contacting some of these people and giving them whatever help I can. Our next caller is Kathy in Massachusetts. Good morning, Kathy.
Hi, John. I wondered if you could repeat the three questions that you wrote for the IRS and haven't had any problems since.
Okay. Well, here they are. First of all, you have to figure out who to address the questions to. At the time, 1994, we had something called district directors, which they no longer have. So it would be a person who is in some kind of management level position in the Internal Revenue Service. I'm not sure who that person would be to take care of your area for Massachusetts. So chances are they have somebody in that type of position. So here's the three questions.
This isn't for me personally, but okay, just go ahead. I'm ready.
That's fine. That's fine. First question. For calendar year 2016, what economic activity did I participate in that created a federal tax liability? Did you get that?
Okay.
Yep. Question number two. Which specific liability, as per the Internal Revenue Service Code, am I liable for?
Okay.
Number three, if I do have a federal tax liability, what Internal Revenue Service form or forms should I submit to satisfy this federal tax liability?
Okay, so the third one, if I do have a liability,
Forms should I submit to satisfy that federal tax liability?
Okay, great. And then,
sounds like you're in traffic, my dear.
I am, actually. I'm on a shuttle. So, if I do have a liability, what form or forms should I submit? And I want to get it exactly. What's the last part again?
What form or forms should I submit to satisfy this federal tax liability?
All righty. Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Kathy. Anytime.
All right. Take care.
The calling number is 800-313-9443. If you've been around the Patriot community for any period of time, whether it's 1 year or 20 years, you'll hear occasionally people challenging the Internal Revenue Service. They have this theory. They have that theory. Most of which may have some validity to them on one hand. On the other, I consider them trying to catch a handful of smoke, rabbit trails. The real evidence and one of the big ones I hear all the time is the Internal Revenue Service is a private company incorporated in Puerto Rico, and I know, God bless the people that believe that. They don't know any better. They've never been involved in legal matters or legal research professionally like I have. Since 1972. I became a paralegal in 1972, by the way. One of the first big matters I was involved in was a massive federal antitrust suit, which has become one of the classic federal antitrust suits that's now taught in law schools. Here's the deal about corporations. Now, we have people all over the United States listening to us, from Maine to California to Florida to Washington State, everywhere in between, Alaska and Hawaii. Every one of those states has a Secretary of State. That's the office that takes care of incorporations. Now, if you want to incorporate the Internal Revenue Service of the United States of America in, let's say, Wyoming, you can go there on Wednesday morning, the 15th day of March, 2017, and you can incorporate the Internal Revenue Service of the United States of America if nobody else has already done it. If you want to incorporate the Revenue Service of the United States of America in Texas. You can do that on Wednesday morning, the 15th day of March, 2017, if nobody else has already done it. The same thing applies to California, New York, New Jersey. It doesn't matter the state. All 50 states are the same. The only thing that matters is, has somebody already used that name? That's it. That's what happened in Puerto Rico. Some person or persons decided to incorporate Internal Revenue Service of the United States of America and the equivalent, I don't know what they call down there, you know, Puerto Rico is a territory, not a state, but they have some office that serves that function as Secretary of the offices of the Secretary of State. And somebody incorporated the Internal Revenue Service of the United States of America. And people look at it and say, look, here, looky there. There's the evidence. It's a private company. That's not, as all that is evidence that somebody incorporated a private company with that name. And by the way, you can do the same thing with the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Central Intelligence Agency, the Federal Reserve. It doesn't matter. You can incorporate anything you want, calling it anything you want, in any state in the United States or Puerto Rico, if nobody else has done it already. It's a rabbit trail. It means nothing. It means nothing whatsoever. The rule book. How many people of you folks would buy a new $40,000 Toyota or $50,000 Ford pickup truck and not get the owner's manual in the glove box? You would not drive off the parking lot. You would demand the owner's manual before you left the parking lot, wouldn't you? Of course you would. On one hand. On the other, I got people listening out there in their 60s and 70s and 80s who never got the rule book when it comes to the Internal Revenue Service. Spent 40 years, 50 years or more filling out these forms, writing checks, submitting them to the Internal Revenue Service, and never got the rule book. Internal Revenue Service code, it's more than 10,000 pages, by the way. Of course, your father and your grandfather, they submitted Internal Revenue Service tax forms, so of course you will too, because it's the right thing to do, right? They didn't have the rule book either. This is one of the greater scams that have been perpetrated. Certainly one of the greater scams. All you need is the rule book and look under any index under L for liability, and you'll find all the federal tax liabilities listed there in alphabetical order, except the one you're looking for, income tax. It's not there. It simply is not there. You don't have a starting point. And that's where I question all these rabbit trails that these so-called experts send people down, searching for this, trying to define that. You don't even have a starting point. If there's no liability for income tax, you don't have any place to go from there. The story's over. Close the book and go on about your life. So I wrote that letter in 1994. I have not yet received an answer. I received responses, neither one of which answered any of those three questions, by the way. You may have read stories about the several thousand, it's more than 2,000 employees in Internal Revenue Service who don't file income tax returns. Well, they read the code. They work right there and have easy access, walk 15 feet away out of their cubicle, pick up a copy and look at it. That's why they don't file tax returns, because they're not liable. Now, if you are liable for a tax, the right thing to do, the ethical thing to do, is to satisfy and pay that tax. Here's our break. The call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I was talking to Wes Peters the other day, and he continues to amaze me at the diligence that he brings to the table, the knowledge he brings to the table. And he really looks forward to helping all of you to understand and clarify your goals and achieve your goals. Right now, if you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, scroll down to the Swiss America tile there on the left side, you'll see all the brand new articles as of today. Wall Street's fear index drops the most in about 5 months as Trump spooks market watch, and many more. It's peace of mind knowing that Wes Peters has been doing this for 8 years, and Swiss America has been at it for 36 years. Go to my website, scroll down to the Swiss America tile, read what you need to read, and then call Wes Peters. Here's Wes's telephone number. It's 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here. On Wednesday, the 15th day of March, taking your questions, calls, and comments at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. Yeah, this whole tax thing is a massive scam. It's a massive fraud. We grow up watching our parents deal with income tax every January, February, March. I know in my family, my father, he would clear off the dining room table of all the things that were normally on there, and it would, for a better part of a month or so, it would be covered with receipts and canceled checks and a mechanical adding machine that was probably from the 1920s or 1930s, massive, heavy, old mechanical adding machine, and so. I recall it back when I was in grade school, watching him go through this process and adding up all these receipts and going over all these figures and everything so he could submit a federal income tax return. And I knew that when I became an adult, I'd be doing that also, because that's what adults do. You don't question what your parents do as a child, do you? That's simply the way it is. I didn't have to be told by anybody that I would be submitting a federal income tax return when I turned 18 years old. That was just part of becoming an adult, just like getting a Social Security card was. I believe I got one when I was 16, if I recall correctly. Well, learning to question is something that's very important. Asking for evidence is very important. Seeking out the evidence and reviewing it personally is important, especially if they want to take 1/4 of your income or so, whatever it might be. It's a chunk. You know, you work hard for your money, and you should not voluntarily give it up unless you do, in fact, have a tax liability. You know, I look back at all the years that I voluntarily did that, not knowing any better, not questioning the system. I since learned different, of course. It's especially important for youngsters to know this when they get their first job and they are about to voluntarily file a federal tax return that they have no liability for. It's once you're in that system, it's difficult to get out. It is. So it's very important for youngsters 16, 17 years old to gain this knowledge before they voluntarily become part of that system. I like to point out the Amish community. The Amish men and women I've known are very bright, well-educated, productive men and women who engage in various businesses. It could be farming. It could be putting roofs on buildings, building buildings. Possibly baking or running a deli. They have homes. They have income. They have bank accounts. They do not have Social Security numbers, and they do not pay federal income tax. They're not living in secret or doing anything that's illegal. They're just not part of the system. They aren't. They're simply not part of the system. I don't particularly care for some aspects of the Amish community and their beliefs. They are the pacifists to the extreme. If a pickup truckload of intoxicated criminals who are armed drive up to their home to take their wives and girl children, they will not resist with force of arms. Well, they don't have arms, so they can't use them. But they will not use violence to resist violence. I think that's wrong, but that's their choice, and I respect that. I don't like it, but I respect it. We got a caller on hold here. We got Phil in Ohio. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning. I wondered if you'd mind repeating your three steps that you sent in your letter.
It's three questions is what it is, Phil.
Okay.
Three questions. Now, we'll do that when we get back from the break. Stay tuned. We'll be back after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number. And I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Darren Moore here on Wednesday, the 15th of March, the Ides of March. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. New visitors to my website, they say, John, a lot of stuff there. Well, there is a lot of stuff there. Quick reminder, if you mail in a postcard, our next drawing is tomorrow. We draw postcards every other Thursday. Tomorrow will be the next drawing. If your postcard is picked out, you get to purchase an energy cleaner, $70 off retail. $200 of the purchase price goes to Republic Broadcasting as a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting. So get those postcards in. We'll have a drawing tomorrow, and the lucky person whose postcard is drawn gets to purchase an energy cleaner, $70 off retail, a mattress pad, 10% off retail. And, of course, the energy cleaner is a marvelous healing device. I use mine every night. I'm pretty active around the ranch here, out there cutting trees with a chainsaw, pushing those 500-pound rocks and 500-pound logs into the bucket of the Kubota, up and down ladders on my hands and knees doing concrete work. I go to bed with minor aches and pains. I wake up pain-free every morning, and you can also. How about that? If you have low back pain, arthritis pain, not getting a great night's sleep, the energy cleaner will probably help. If you're one of the unlucky 3 to 5% that don't have help, with the Energy Cleaner, I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. So check it out at my website, thelibertyman.com. You can buy energy cleaners and mattress pads right there at my website. This is my home business, by the way. I'm the guy that packs them up and ships them. I take PayPal, most secure way to make any payment online, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free order line, 24 hours a day. Don't try to call me at this number. Orders only, please. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Before the break, Phil in Ohio was asking what the three questions are to write in a letter to the Internal Revenue Service. Now, Phil, the first job is to figure out who to write the letter to. It can't be just somebody who's pushing paper at a low level. It has to be somebody in a management level position. When I wrote my letter in 1994, they had something called district directors, which they no longer have. So you need to determine yourself, Phil, who that equivalent person would be in 2017, okay?
Right.
All right. Now, here's the three questions. Question number one. What economic activity during calendar year 2017 did I participate in that generated, created a federal tax liability?
Okay.
Giving you a chance to write here. Give everybody a chance, else a chance to write. Question number two. Which specific tax am I liable for as per the Internal Revenue Service code? Got it, Phil?
Would you run that by me again?
Okay. Which specific tax am I, or which, I, let's start fresh. Which specific federal tax am I liable for as per the federal tax code?
Okay.
All right. Number three. If I am liable, what form or forms should I submit to satisfy that tax liability? Okay, you got it, Phil?
Yes, I do. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir, and good luck on that. Let us know how it works out for you. The right thing to do, the ethical thing to do, the legal thing to do, is to pay any tax you're liable for, on one hand. On the other, why in the world would you pay a tax that you're not liable for? It doesn't make any sense to me, does it to you? It doesn't make any sense to me at all. So what else could a patriotic American citizen do other than respectfully ask the Internal Revenue Service if they're liable for a tax and then offer to pay that tax if, in fact, they are liable for it? What else could an honest patriotic American citizen do? That's what I did in 1994. I haven't got an answer yet, by the way. How could they answer it? I don't engage in the economic activity that generates a federal tax liability. Okay, you take your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. People are scared to death of the Internal Revenue Service. They're absolutely scared to death. Now, every year, about this time of year, March, April time frame, there'll be some stories about well-known personalities, singers, actors, business people, well-known, with a lot of name recognition, that are being prosecuted for some kind of thing involving Internal Revenue Service. They do that every year. It's like clockwork. You can expect it. Will Smith is one that comes to mind. Some of these country western singers have been put through that and so forth. That's to scare people, to get them to comply and voluntarily pay a tax they have no liability for. It's worked pretty well since 1912, hasn't it? It's worked quite well. We're the fourth or fifth generation that's been doing this. My great-grandfather would have been part of that in 1912. And then his son, my grandfather, and his son, my father, and myself, and, of course, my daughter, and, of course, my 20-year-old grandson. I haven't talked to him if he's been become part of that system or not. Most likely he has, unfortunately. Unfortunately. What a scam. What an absolute Ponzi scheme scam. But that's the system we got, isn't it? This weather has been pretty crazy, to say the least. I woke up this morning. It was 12 degrees here in south central Missouri. The snow storms have not been nearly as bad as I thought they would be on the East Coast. They keep changing their predictions. I'm not sure what the snowfalls have amounted to, but they, right on the coast, they weren't too bad. And farther into the interior, they turn out to be a little bit worse. But springtime is right around the corner. We went on daylight savings time here Sunday morning. I think that this cold snap last night will be the last for my neighborhood. It snowed enough not even to cover the ground. The ground was so warm that it didn't stick. It melted almost instantly. The little quarter inch or so that we did get, 3/8 of an inch of snow. I'm fine with that. I'm no fan of cold weather, no fan of snow. My wife likes to look out the window and say, oh, look how beautiful it is. Well, it's beautiful if you don't have to go anywhere. If you got a warm, secure home and don't have to venture out and go to work or go to the store or something like that. A lot of things in the mix when it comes to geopolitics at the national level and the international level. Donald Trump is doing everything he can to secure our borders, secure our economy, help our people have a safe country to live in, economically viable country to live in, bring our jobs back. You know, it was these treaties, NAFTA and GATT, passed by the United States Congress, signed by the presidents, past presidents, that provided economic incentives for American companies, American manufacturing companies, to leave the United States. And, of course, they took advantage of the economic advantages provided by those treaties. Of course they did. Now, we need to reverse those things. We need to get rid of or modify NAFTA, get rid or modify GATT, the General Agreement on Trades and Tariffs, to have agreements that are favorable to Americans and the United States. That's what needs to happen. And best I can tell, Donald Trump is moving that direction. And the United States needs to get out of the healthcare business. My Constitution does not give any authority for the federal government of the United States to be involved in healthcare. And certainly no authority to spend any money on it. The states have that authority. If the states want to spend their money, they can do so. It's no violation of the U.S. Constitution for California or New York or Missouri or Florida or Texas to spend money on health care if they choose to. Of course, states can't run deficits, can they? They can only spend the money that they take in. They cannot do what the federal government does. People think that I'm heartless when I say we need to do away with Medicare and Medicaid. Well, I'm not heartless. I'm just saying it has to be transferred to where it should properly be done at the state level. People say the states don't have the money. Well, if they don't, they don't. The states that do have the money and want to provide those things, they'll soon find themselves overwhelmed with people seeking out handouts, won't they? I was at a meeting once in Anheuser-Busch. And we were waiting our turn to make our presentation, myself and my business partner. And a presentation before us listed the 10 breweries in the 10 different states and the injuries and worker compensation claims. And the list next to it showed the high-paying workers' comp states to the low-paying, and the two lists were the same. the high-paying states had the highest number of compensation claims. The second highest paying state had the second highest number of compensation claims. The third highest paying state had the third highest number of compensation claims. The two lists at the top of these 10 breweries and 10 highest paying compensation states were the same, the exact same, 1 through 10. I wasn't shocked or surprised. I'd been doing that kind of work for a number of years. I know that right across the river in Illinois, they pay basically double what Missouri does for a routine back injury. Now, we're talking back in the early to mid-1990s, so basically more than 20 years ago. But the average back injury in the state of Missouri back then was about $250,000. The same back injury in Illinois was about $500,000, and that was 20 years ago. We're calling and hold here. We got Mark in North Carolina. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, John, and everyone. I've got a question. I saw the maps you have on your website from the TV shows, and I've seen the Navy map where the it looks like the Mississippi River is turned into an inland waterway.
Right. Is that the one posted on the internet, Mark?
Yes, I've seen that one.
Well, that's not the Navy map. That's a map put together by Michael Scallion, who is a psychic. That is not the Navy map. The real Navy map is on my DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. But go ahead.
Okay. Is it resemble the one you have on your website with the from the TV shows and the movie?
Well, there's a movie, The Godfather, and a TV show, Highway Patrol. They're both fairly close to the real Navy map. The one from the Vatican is pretty extreme, to say the least, but it certainly shows North America with new coastlines.
Okay, so my question is, I've never been able to. It looks like the Ozarks would be underwater. Am I mistaken with that? I can't see.
Here's what the Navy's telling the veterans, the Navy personnel that see these, that attend these briefings. First of all, I tell the Navy veterans that the Ozarks is a safe haven when it comes to rising ocean levels. They also say that in worst case scenario, the Ozarks could become a series of islands with low lying areas in the Ozarks being underwater. That's a worst case scenario. And it wouldn't take much. Like right here, I'll look out my window. We have a creek. If that creek comes up 3 feet, it's going to cut people off from getting in and out. It wouldn't take a whole lot of water to create small islands.
Okay. So we're talking. You're talking there about ocean rise, not New Madrid earthquake.
The New Madrid seismic zone, according to the Navy. You need to read my paper, No Need for Panic, at my website, Mark. It will help you. And the real Navy map is on there also, by the way. No Need for Panic, free download at my website, about 20 pages. The Navy says that the weight of the water on the New Madrid seismic zone will trigger at least 3 9-point-plus earthquakes. That's what the Navy scientists are saying and have been saying since 1997.
So that's where I guess I'm confused why they would recommend military personnel move to the Ozarks and the survival. Wouldn't that be kind of a bad place to be?
The low-lying people don't build homes or live in the low-lying areas because they already flood. So that's what's at risk. What's at risk in the Ozarks are areas that are already flood when we have a sudden downpour. So that's really not too much of an issue, Mark.
So if you're getting the mountains, you're getting higher up, that's where you'd be safe, basically.
Exactly.
That's where the homesteads are. That's where the homestead is, I guess.
Exactly. Yep.
Oh, God bless y'all. I've always wondered about that.
Good. Read my paper, No Need for Panic. You'll find some answers there, Mark, okay?
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Right. You're welcome. We've got a break coming up. The call number is 800-313-9443. I first found out about the Navy briefings when I had lunch with a dear friend I served with in Special Forces who also was in the U.S. Navy, and he was at one of those briefings in 1985. I served with them in the Special Forces in 1979, 1980, and we've become lifelong friends. As it turns out, because I teach Missouri concealed carry training, I've met about 24 of these Navy veterans over the years, all of whom were at the classified briefings, all of whom were told that during their lifetimes, these oceans would come out of their basins, flooding all coastal areas worldwide, and that they should move to the Ozarks as a safe haven, which of course they all did, which is how I met them. They moved to the Ozarks because they were told in the classified briefings that the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks is one of the known safe havens. When I was on a speaking engagement in Detroit, I met a guy in the insurance industry. He says, "John, we've wondered for years, why are there so many thousands of retired Navy people in the zip codes of the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks?" He said, "Now we know. Now we know." Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I was introduced to this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies per day, and the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%, and they also provide a health coach for you at no charge, to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to give yourself better overall health and call them now, toll free at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code TALK for a special discount. That's balanceofnature.com and use promo code TALK.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, Wednesday, the 15th day of March. We've got a caller on hold here, our last call of the day. Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, John. I'm in a parking garage. Can you hear me all right?
I hear you fine. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll try to be quick. I've got a neighbor, and my neighbor has some sons, and these guys one of these guys worked and worked and worked trying to get himself a job at Anheuser-Busch. And the minute he did, well, not the minute, he worked there for, I think, 10 days until he was vested into their healthcare system, went out and had a double knee replacement on these guys and never went back. And you wonder, you know, what in the world is wrong with the system at large. But the problem is always going to be, you know, these prideless white trash or whatever, people with no moral compass. They're just always making the worst possible decisions, and you try to formulate this into a healthcare system of any kind. It's like herding cats. It really doesn't work. It's like nailing Jell-O to the wall. You're not going to get by with that. Your DVD, Global Warming, is a marvelous piece of work. I keep swearing I'm going to get that out and watch it again. That's a lot of fun, a lot of good stuff in there. Not just about global warming, but lots and lots of stuff in there.
It causes people to think, doesn't it? It causes people to think.
Oh yeah, you cover a multitude of things. I'm not sure that the title really does that justice, but it's certainly worth having. It's certainly, I've seen it twice, and it's one of those things I like to watch from time to time. The other day in Walmart, they were giving away a copy of Armageddon for $4. I haven't seen it yet. Did you watch that at all?
It's worth watching, absolutely. I encourage people to get a copy and watch it, yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, well, for the sale price, I simply couldn't resist. I'm also going to guess you're not bringing a motorcycle to St. Louis tomorrow.
Well, I'm not going to St. Louis tomorrow at all, but I wouldn't.
You were going on. Oh, I meant Friday. Sorry. Right. Probably not a good day for the bike either. But I'm not going to be able to go my usual Friday because I will be with the tax guy. Someday when we got a few minutes, maybe you better explain that to me in detail.
Okay. I'll be glad to do that, Rick. Okay, thank you for the call.
We appreciate it.
Don't have time for another call. We're pretty much out of time here. Tomorrow, we'll have Tim Spencer with us. Bottom of the first hour, we'll have Tom Berryhill. We'll spend about 24 minutes talking about the energy cleaner. Last Thursday, which I believe was the ninth, our second hour, we talked to Steve Whitman about how the energy cleaner literally saved his life. It's if you got access to the archives, you need to really listen to that. It's a great story. Friday, we'll have Ann Morrison, first hour. She'll bring us up to speed on all the things she's paying attention to. And my friend Dr. Phil Myers and I will talk about health-related matters, second hour. In the meantime, get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, essential oils, now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never, ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively. effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.